This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Can't make this stuff up. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, Harvard wants us to wear masks when we have sex. So does my husband. But that's, we'll discuss that in a quick second. I got a very busy show today. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, in New York, we are being told, and I don't think this surprises any of us, that many of these riots not only were staged and planned to mess up the protests, but people were actually brought in to steal or to, crime had a plan. And so we're gonna talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a bunch of us messed up Blackout Tuesday. We were supposed to do Blackout Tuesday one way. Apparently there was another memo saying we're supposed to do it another way. We might have really messed things up. So we need to talk about that. We'll also talk about how because there's been a shortage of hand sanitizer, the FDA is going to allow impurities, you know, have a little bit more breathing room with impurities in hand sanitizer because people are going to have to make their own bootleg hand sanitizer. We'll talk about that. And I love bootleg. Bootleg is an easy word for me to say because I don't have a lisp. Antidepressants are starting to be few and far between. In fact, there's one in real short supply. We'll talk about that. So as we can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Harvard is suggesting that to avoid COVID, we wear a mask during sex. Now, I think a lot of, you know, husbands out there are like, "Ooh, hallelujah," because I don't have to mention it. But if my wife can cover up her face, fact, they even suggest no kissing, all right? They also suggest no oral anal sex. They also suggest to use alcohol to clean the area. You know, most people just kind of roll over and go to sleep, but they suggest that you actually clean the sheets or the kitchen table or the backseat of the car or wherever. Patio furniture. They also suggest that you try not to have sex with anybody that you haven't been quarantining with. Well, you know, Harvard does that. Harvard, they're Harvard. Harvard, when you hear something comes from Harvard, everybody stops and listens. That was Harvard said it. If it comes from Harvard, especially when somebody has an accent, because an accent just makes it sound more official and more, you know, academic, people listen. And so I want to really hide this from my husband, okay, because I kind of like the kissing part, right? You know, I would like to be kissed before. Would be kind of nice. But, you know, this happened. I remember I was asked this. It was Christmas Day. I think it was 2010 about flu, where somebody, I was in Arizona doing a guest show, and somebody had called in saying that, you know, it's flu season. They haven't seen their girlfriend in a while, and they want to have sex with them, but can they wear a mask during sex? And I kind of ripped them a new one because I'm like, okay, you know, you're kind of missing the point. Nah, guys and girls look at sex completely different. They just do. And you know, I know this men is from Mars, women is from Venus has been done to death. But, you know, it's if somebody just wants the mechanical part of sex, there's things that could be done to do that. You know, I mean, you don't, you know, same thing with guys. Guys don't necessarily need to have a partner. They have a partner because they want intimacy too. If not, they could do whatever. There's like blow-up dolls, self-sessions. Oh, by the way, I think Harvard also schools us on what to do with masturbating. Yeah. Apparently COVID, and there's ways you can spread COVID even by that. They don't want any access to urine or semen either. which means I don't really know. I mean, if anybody just kind of completely ruined the sexual experience, there was Harvard. But Harvard, they're not really designed to be sexy. There's really nothing that sexy about Harvard. Just isn't very the sexiest school. But that's okay. It's okay. I mean, they're smart. They know what they're talking about. But, you know, people think, you know, guys, you know, all they kind of want is just the, you know, the, how do I put this very delicately, you know, without violating every, you know, radio broadcasting rule. They don't necessarily just want the in and out. Okay? I think guys need, I'm not a guy. Okay? I'm not a dude. But from my very, very limited experience, okay? But with experience knowing guys, they still need to feel desired. Okay? They still need to feel like they're wanted. Now, the reason why the mask thing works for dudes is because they just need their eyes. They just need to see your eyes. They don't need to hear you talking. They don't necessarily, some need to see your mouth, but not necessarily. They just need to be able to see in the eyes that you want them. Once they see that, then they'll flip you around or whatever. I mean, that's just kind of how it works out. But don't think, ladies, that guys don't want intimacy. Guys do. You know, because after a while, the blow-up doll deflates. Or they realize that, you know, the woman giving her lap dance, you know, has to go home and go home to, you know, her own dude. So they need to feel wanted. We all do. And, you know, this mask thing and, you know, COVID, by the way, is already yesterday. You know that? I mean, it's old news. It's not. We still have a lot of scoop on COVID to talk about. It's not gone. We still have cases. In fact, they're saying we've had a spike in cases because of the riots and the protests. But, you know, this idea that, well, now we have to be careful having sex and we have to mask up and cover our faces and not use our mouths and just kind of have hands off. Or although, you know, the tie-up thing can work, to be honest. It can. But I think it's old. They are kind of reminding people to only sleep with those who you've quarantined, which means if you guys have a girlfriend or boyfriend on the side, you might want to ask wifey if they could live with you. So, because you just got to get your whole microbiome going. What's a sexy mask? I think if any of you guys want to make money, based on this Harvard study, design sexy masks. These things aren't sexy at all. I have like a American flag mask. I could do kind of a patriotic thing. But I think the average guy wants, what, Beyonce? I don't know what they want. But either way, ladies, we're going to have to step it up if we have to wear a mask. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it was interesting. In Nevada, the governor called in the National Guard. I think we're still, I haven't heard any news of the police officer who was shot in the head. We are praying and praying and praying he can pull through. From what we understand, he's in very, very, very critical state right now. And, you know, the protests, like I said, the protests were never an issue. The riots were an issue. And so, unfortunately, because of all the mayhem that has happened the last few days, people are equating riots with protesters. And like I said, protests are good things. Protests are our God-given right. They're our constitutional right. And so what happened yesterday, which was a very, very interesting movement, but it turns out a bunch of people did it wrong, and a lot of people were confused on social media, is Blackout Tuesday, and I want to apologize also if I didn't get the memo either. Blackout Tuesday was supposed to be from the radio heads and the streaming services and where the show must be paused. That was the hashtag. It wasn't supposed to be a hashtag Black Lives Matter. The Blackout Tuesday was supposed to be people being off social media for the day. Now, unfortunately, many people that were trying to promote the protests and stuff, they kind of needed social media to still go on. If you're off social media, how do you know where to go? Also, you had people confused because they felt if they didn't black out their Instagram or their Facebook or their Twitter or whatever, they would look like they were racist. Yet, if they did what they were supposed to and still stayed on social media to get updates and still be able to spread the word, it was kind of a little bit of a mess. I always look at the positivity of things. I don't know if you guys have an Instagram account, but it's actually kind of beautiful. It was, you saw people put hands up of all different colors. And so their screen was blacked out, but their tag or their message was like, you know, all of us in this together, all races, we're all together. It was actually a beautiful message. And when you go on Instagram, it just being black, you know, in terms of that void of that. I thought, you know, overall it was a success if we are trying to unite some way or another. However, the problem we have right now is people feel like they are being forced to choose one side or the other. If you're for the protests, then you're anti-cop, which isn't the case. Unfortunately, that's how people feel. Or if you love your fellow police officers and you want to support law enforcement, you look like you're anti what happened to George Floyd, or you're anti, or you're racist. And you know, I really get frustrated with how everything has to be completely black or white, or, you know, one pendulum swing to the other. Because I think the majority of us are all on the same page, and you never get to see it. Maybe it's because the media doesn't want to show it. Maybe it's because, you know, just like this, with this Blackout Tuesday, it actually could be very, very unifying. I mean, it was from the music industry saying, look, we're going to pause the show. Okay, that had a unifying message, but for others, they were like, well, wait a second, if I don't do this, then it looks like I'm one way or the other, and that's not the case. You know, just like with coronavirus, you might have wanted businesses to not go under, and if you chose that side, you looked like you were pro-coronavirus death. You wanted people to die. See, this is the narrative that is being spewed out by much of the media where you, if you aren't on one side, if you're not with us, you're against us. And it is so polarizing. And, you know, as a doctor and with any of us that have any background in psychology, you know, you don't want to put a person in a corner. You don't want to back them up. You don't want to suffocate them where they have to say, okay, you know what? Fine. I'm anti-mask, or I'm anti, you know, although now you can be anti-mask during sex. That's a position if you really need a position. But I notice what's happening among people on social media is they feel like, oh crap, I need to take a side. I need to take a side. We got an election coming. Am I going to be pro-Trump? Am I going to be anti-Trump? You know, what if you like the way Trump is handling the economy, but you don't like, you know, his tweets or his other policies? All right. Who cares? You know, in life, you don't have to like or support everything everybody else. It's not like that. We're all different people. And I understand we all want to unify for a cause, and we all want to look like if I had to take a guess, if I had to take a poll and see what 95% of the people, you know, how they feel right now, they feel that people should not die in custody. If you're being arrested, you should be able to still live. But if you say you can't breathe, somebody's going to listen to you. It's very scary to think that if you're trying to tell somebody you can't breathe, they're not going to listen to you, and then you're going to die. I think the majority, now, does that mean you're anti-cop? Does it mean you're racist? Does it mean you're, no, that's what you're allowed to dissect out from everything that's going on what it is you really feel strongly about. And unfortunately, we feel shamed one way or the other. You know, I want the casinos to open. And they're supposed to open, I think, tomorrow. And I don't want cops getting shot. I don't want people getting hurt. I don't want businesses being looted, businesses owned by people of any race. So where do I stand then? And unfortunately, everybody's kind of feeling compelled, whether it was Blackout Tuesday or whatever, that they had to pick a side. If they picked a side, it looked like they were anti something else. And it's up to us to say, guys, no. Okay? if you don't want your cops getting shot, if you don't want people dying, if you don't want there to be injustice, if you don't want there to be discrimination, you're allowed to do that without, you know, meaning you are in one box or another. Okay? And it's going to take us to say, don't be polarizing us. And unfortunately, though, a lot of these protests, as they start to turn into riots, they do. It starts to be against about Trump. It starts to be about all sorts of things. And you know, somebody asked me why the Bureau of Land Management is involved. The Bureau of Land Management is not involved. BLM means Black Lives Matter. So a lot of people are even confused by what they're seeing on the walls. And so, and that's probably, if I could put this in a nutshell, people are confused. And then what's also confusing is who's looting. Okay, we originally thought, and this might be the case, that somebody in the middle of the riot decides to take advantage of the situation, breaks a window, go and steal Nikes or clothes or whatever. Now we're being told, and New York is investigating, how people are being driven up, and we're talking fancy cars. Somebody saw Rolls Royce. They're now running plates on these cars, which is, you know, I think they're going to figure this out pretty quickly. But they apparently a Rolls Royce pulled up. A bunch of people ran out, looted the store, filled up the car, and took off. And they found that in Manhattan last night, and I think the night before, that's what was happening. People drive up, not Uber, because I think a lot of Uber is now kind of on furlough, but they would drive up the fancy cars, loot, load up the car, and leave. Which means there are people out there that aren't trying to support a cause or trying to unify. They are taking advantage of a situation where they think they could steal for free. And if they don't have a truck and they have a car, they load up the car, and then they could go and sell the stuff on eBay or sell the stuff, you know, off market or whatever. And, you know, it's stuff like that that just takes a message and completely ruins it. You know, what's going to happen now is when somebody hears the word protest, that a bunch of people are going to protest, all right, they're going to think that means that businesses are going to get destroyed. That should have never been equitable. Those two terms, those two phrases should have never meant the same thing, but now it does. Why? Because we see on the media that when there's a protest, there's a riot, and we connect the two. And unfortunately, what has happened this week is rather than there being any unification or any resolving or whatever, we've had to see police use more force, right, to stop the riots and protect themselves and not get shot. We've seen more fights, we've seen more violence than we have in a long time, and I thought the whole point was for people to protest violence, protest in custody death, protest discrimination. I thought that was the point. And so then you start to wonder, is it personal agenda? I mean, is this about, well, you know, let's cause mayhem and let's loot? Is it about, let me look like I'm for a cause so I can get the attention, but I'm really here for another reason? I mean, is this about an election? Is this, you know? And I think what we need to do as we move forward, because, you know, we, being in America and being a republic, all right, our voice is probably one of the biggest weapons that we have. And sometimes it's our only weapon, especially now since all the gun stores got bought out, okay? People don't trust people. But, you know, we live in a country where, you know, in Hong Kong, they've been spraying people with blue dye. So then they could arrest them the next day because you can't get this blue dye off. So then they know who protested. We're allowed to go and protest, you know, for the majority of us, okay, and do it freely and do it under the protection of the Constitution until, of course, there's a curfew and things like that. And so, you know, if we want to salvage that right, if we want to protect those rights, then you can't take advantage. You can't blend it with criminal activity. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
8 days after the death of George Floyd, while in Minneapolis police custody, protests last night in cities around the country stayed largely peaceful. This is the sound of protesters outside Trump Tower in New York City last evening. There were stricter curfews in many cities and still less rioting than in previous nights. President Trump says he will move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention can be held. That after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again last night that he can't guarantee the August event plan for Charlotte would be at full capacity because of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Wall Street's been higher today in morning trading despite a poor ADP private payrolls jobs report released this morning. It revealed 2.76 million additional American workers lost their jobs because of the virus in May. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, says violent protests in response to George Floyd's death are pushing the U.S. further and further away from progress.
This selfish violence takes us farther away from any national healing or forward progress. It does not bring positive change any closer. It simply pushes it farther away.
McConnell speaking at a Senate session yesterday addressing the long Congress to-do list, which addresses not just the violent nationwide protests, but also working on the CARES Act and reopening the United States after the coronavirus pandemic. He says there is plenty of work to do, and they still have items on the agenda from long before the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Liz calling from Los Angeles. Hi, Liz. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I had another question with regards to health. Sorry, but I do enjoy good. Your what you're talking about. It's very upsetting what's going on.
I know.
Do you have any knowledge on skull osteoporosis and maybe the causes of it?
That's interesting. Do you, because usually, you know, we look at the femur and we look at the lumbar, but there's osteoporosis, you're saying specifically that happens just in the skull?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't, yeah.
Were you diagnosed with that?
I've been to a few different doctors, so just kind of. You know, I'm getting blood tests. I've gotten some MRIs and CAT scans and things like that. So I just...
Okay. So what my guess they're doing is... Can I ask how old you are?
57.
57. Okay. And then what? How's the rest of the body in terms of osteoporosis?
I had a bone deck scan.
Density scan?
Density scan 10 years ago. And at that time, I was told I was having about 12% bone loss, if I remember correctly. I don't have the results of it, but I'm planning to get another one.
Okay. Because you know, it's there's definitely a big difference when you have a certain body part having osteoporosis, or if the osteoporosis is all over. If you know, you have, you know, all over body bone osteoporosis, then they're going to treat you with Reclass or Fosamax, or they're going to get you on your vitamin D. They're going to, you know, make sure your calcium isn't low. They're going to check your parathyroid. But if you only have one body part that has osteoporosis, which is very, very rare, then they're going to want to look at any sort of bone destructive mechanism. God forbid, something like cancer or whatever, which is my guess as to why they did scans of your head. They wanted to make sure there wasn't like a cancerous process eating away at the bone. But if it turns out you have osteoporosis very evenly throughout your body, and a lot of us women do, because we were so afraid of melanoma, we didn't go out in the sun that much, and a lot of us avoided dairy because of our weight and things like that, that, you know, a lot of us, you know, are more prone to osteoporosis than our mothers and grandmothers were. If it's a full body osteoporosis, they're going to probably treat you like they treat anybody else. But if you have a one specific body part that has it, they need to make sure there's not a destructive process going on with the bone.
Got it. I did become kind of a vegan vegetarian simultaneously. I don't think that's really the root cause, but I'm starting to have a little bit more calcium and things like that. But I just thought maybe if there was any other root causes you might know of it, like maybe the EMS, where, you know, with all these, the 4Gs and the 5Gs.
Mm-hmm.
Living in LA, I think we were a long time ago.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a theory. If we've had any bone loss because of the cell phones and the Bluetooth, make sure they check your parathyroid. Parathyroid many times does not get checked when women have osteoporosis because they think it's mostly just your estrogen. That is, and again, when our estrogen drops, we do lose bone mass. But if they haven't, it's called parathyroid, not just your thyroid, but it's called the para, P-A-R-A. And many of us may have a parathyroid condition that leaches calcium out of the bones. When we leach calcium out of the bones, it thins it at a more accelerated rate.
Got it. That helps.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Liz, good luck. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Thank you for your radio show.
Anytime. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm getting some texts and going, you know medicine? Yes, I do. Yeah, I know. Did you see that? I even said some big words without stuttering. You see, yeah, so I know medicine. I know, you know, it's interesting. I miss it. I mean, I still see patients. I see patients on telemedicine. I do miss being in the office and getting people's lab tests and dissecting it. It's interesting because I'm a people person and I love to talk and that, but medicine is detective work. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't know what jobs to go into. And they're like, you know, I don't know what interests me. And some people go, well, medicine doesn't interest me. And I go, why? And they go, well, because I don't like blood. Okay, first of all, nobody likes blood. Mind you, I thought boo-boos were cool. And when something is oozing, I think that is kind of cool. I don't like seeing somebody bleed. So when somebody goes, well, I don't want to see people, I don't like seeing people hurt, I don't like seeing people bleeding, well, nobody does. No doctor really does. So you don't have to worry about that. But I would say if you have no idea what to go into, and you like detective work, you like figuring something out, you like coming to conclusions, you like fixing things, right? Medicine might be up your alley. I mean, I'm in medicine because I like to fix. I like to solve. I don't like to think too much. I don't like to read too much. I do read books. I do. Maybe it's because I'm so sick of all the reading I had to do. Because that's the other thing, too. People will say, well, I don't want to go to medical school because, you know, I don't like to read. And most of us, you know, I love school, but I didn't necessarily love studying. I mean, I didn't necessarily love carrying 7 textbooks, you know, and having to spend my Saturday nights when my, you know, business major friends could all go out and have fun and, you know, become better at sex. I mean, I was a virgin sitting there, you know, reading my textbooks. I mean, that wasn't by choice, you know, in terms of preference. That was, look, I want to be a doctor. And so you, you know, with medicine, it's kind of fascinating because, you know, same thing with psychology. You know, somebody will come in and they'll, you know, say, look, I want to divorce my wife. And, you know, you go, you know, I met your wife. I can see why. No. Okay. And then you're like, well, I don't understand. You know, why? Well, because, you know, she and I just fight. Okay. And then you just slowly start breaking it down. And you start to realize that there's something else going on that, you know, maybe, you know, they're being flirted with by somebody else. Or maybe they, you know, don't like their job and they can't quit their job. So they don't like their spouse. I mean, I see this all the time, too. I hear women complain all the time about their husbands. And you know, is it, and you know, I don't like to go to chick flicks. I'm not a big chick flick movie fan. I mean, I'll watch a movie with, you know, Michael Fassbender, but I don't really like chick flick movies. All right? I do like, you know, good-looking actors. I, you know, oh, nice. You know, I'll watch a movie with Viggo Mortensen, but my favorite movie with Viggo Mortensen is Lord of the Rings. So I like to watch the dude movies. I think guys are really sexy in dude movies. I don't like romance movies. I'm not really into the romance movies. I like more, you know, I'm watching right now Man in the High Castle, and everybody, I guess, is in love with the young guy, the young Nazi or whatever. I know. Maybe it's because he looks young enough to be my kid. But, you know, the older, you know, middle-aged Nazi guy, you know, he's kind of handsome, but that's the point I'm making is when I start talking about that. I think what I'm trying to say is when you know, I hear women go to these chick flick movies sometimes, and then they complain about their husbands, and you know, well, but my husband did this, and my husband did that, and, you know, I don't know if I should get a divorce. Listen, you just saw a romantic movie where the guy, you know, swept her off her feet. He had all the right angles, making him look gorgeous. He, you know, was very dapper and debonair. And that's not the way a lot of us are. Same thing with women. If my husband expected me to look like Margot or act like Margot Robbie, I mean, that's not how all of us women look, okay? If you've ever lived with a woman, I mean, she's a lot like a dude. Okay, I mean, you know, the bathroom is still going to stink when they get out of it. It's just, you know, we all poop. We all, you know, and so there's all these expectations. And so people will, you know, talk to me about, well, I think I need a divorce. I think I need to. And it just turns out that, you know, once you kind of do all the deducing and all the detective work, it's that, you know, they think there's better out there, or they think there's something wrong with their marriage. And then you go into fixing mode and you're like, look, you know, if you guys have infidelity issues, if you guys have assault issues, if you have this, you know, I'll help, you know, help you with your path. But if, you know, this is because you think another couple down the street is having better sex, then no, that's not a reason to divorce. You know, and now that Harvard's wanting everybody to wear a mask, all our sex is going to stink. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, Call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, coronavirus might start becoming old news. Unfortunately, it's still not going away. We still have, unfortunately, this wave. They're talking about a second wave that they've changed it out to a second peak. We are at a current wave of coronavirus that might be starting to wane down. UV light, maybe the sun, maybe social distancing, maybe, I don't know, more people are testing and they don't seem to be that severe, and so I don't know. But cases are going down, luckily, thank God, but they're still out there. And right now, worldwide we have 6.5 million cases, 384,000 deaths that have been slowing down. In America, 1.8 million cases, 108,000 deaths. Brazil, second place with 560,000 cases. Russia, 432,000 cases. Spain, 287,000 cases. UK, 279,000 cases. We're going to also talk about some travel bans. In the U.S., of course, New York is still grappling with cases. 30,000 deaths, 381,000 cases. New Jersey had 103 new deaths. 103 in New Jersey. And again, we don't know if it's because they came to New York, were a part of the protest, got exposed. We have no idea. Nobody's breaking that down. 11,800 deaths altogether in New Jersey. Total cases, 163,000. Illinois, 122,000 cases. California, 117,000 cases with 4,300 deaths. Massachusetts has more deaths than California, 7,000 deaths, 101,000 cases. Again, I attribute that to there being more a more virulent strain in you know, back east, or it might have been a reporting issue where California might have dissected out if it was, you know, coronavirus from the start, whereas some of these other states might have said, look, you know, here they are with a full-blown heart attack or full-blown code. They're also positive for coronavirus. You know, that counts. So I live in Nevada. In Nevada, it's been kind of quiet on the COVID front, but we have 8,900 total cases, 429 deaths, eight new coronavirus-related deaths in the last 24 hours plus. So it's not going away. But, you know, people do want to start their lives. Casinos are supposed to open tomorrow, right? We have summer. People had summer plans. People had summer travel. I was able to move mine. I was actually supposed to be in New York right now. I was actually supposed to be in New York City flying for a conference. And so that got moved to October. But airlines are kind of grappling with how do they do social distancing on a plane that has been designed to pack as many people as possible onto it. And I don't know if you've been watching the airline stocks. They've been kind of holding steady. They lost a lot of money, but they've been kind of holding steady because there was some bailout money. But if they can't pack as many people as possible, and if they can't charge $800 round trip plus, they're going to have a problem. So there's a blueprint by the International Civil Aviation Organization, the World Health Organization, that has, you know, made some suggestions, one of which are health certificates in countries where they are issued to go to, meaning, you know, you are free and clear, or you don't have you know, COVID. I had a patient in Guam. I'm licensed in Guam. And I had a patient in Guam who was over the phone through telemedicine, was supposed to be flying back to Guam after coming to the States, and she was not allowed back in Guam until she could prove she was COVID negative. So we had to figure out where she could get tested and how she could get tested where it wasn't too early or too late. I mean, if you get tested too soon, you know, if you say, yeah, my COVID test was negative 2 weeks ago, that might not be good enough because they could say, but you could have gotten exposed last week. Whereas if your COVID test is done too early, it could be negative and you needed to wait until you, you know, grew antigens. So, you know, these health certificates still haven't really been defined to us on what they would look like. Some people think a health certificate would be, well, you have the antibodies, which means you have been exposed. I don't think that helps because if you have the antibodies, does that mean you could still be shedding the virus? Do you have the virus shedding, S-H-E-D-D-I-N-G, shedding? Have to be careful. If you, let's say, have herpes or hepatitis, you could still be giving off the virus. So is coronavirus like that? Again, we don't have enough data. All we know is some people look like they get reinfected. We don't know if it's the same infection. So what are some of the things they're looking at? So masks, health checks, a limit to onboard movements. Onboard movements, a limit. Okay, if I got to pee, I got to pee. They already limit onboard movements. They also said planes must be regularly disinfected and onboard food should be prepackaged. Now, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I'm on a plane, all my food is the pack of peanuts or the pack of pretzels. So I don't know what they're talking about, unless they're talking about like first class fancy schmancy meals. I never see a decent meal. Online check-in, other non-contact forms of technology like e-tickets must be used at terminals. Now remember, a lot of people don't have cell phones, you know, or you know, smartphones. You know, you lose your phone on a trip, what do you do if you don't have a ticket? You know, I mean, people lose their phones or leave their phones all the time. So I could see that being a mess. travelers should take just one small hand luggage. Okay, that why? Because now they can charge more check-on fees. Airlines, they say, should ban, this is going to Mail Online, they should ban newspapers and magazines on board. Duty-free sales in airports should be limited, and masks and face coverings for passengers and crew should be mandatory inside aircraft and terminals. Physical distancing of at least 3 feet should be respected. So now 3 feet, that's random. Passengers on board planes should move as little as possible and not line up outside toilets. Well, they're already doing that. Travelers will be assigned a specific onboard toilet. Well, they already do that. You know, we don't get to use a first-class toilet. By the way, I've been in a first-class toilet. It's no different than a regular toilet. I thought first-class toilet to be, like, free soap, free, like, you know, shampoo and free deodorant. They don't, it's just still small. Yeah. The guidance by the ICAO, which is actually based in Canada, has stopped short of advising every other seat to be left vacant. So something the airline industry had been encouraged to do was, in order to maintain 3 feet of distance, I mean, you'd have to be across the aisle. Those seats are really packed close together. But in order to maintain distance, don't book the middle seat. Well, the airline industry would die if that happened because, again, those middle seats are money. That's $700-$800 a pop. I'm sorry, I bring up 700 because I needed to fly to Minneapolis, and my ticket on Delta was going to be $753 for coach. I was like, are you kidding me? So, no, it wasn't the day before. I don't know why it was so high. Minneapolis is a great town. I mean, you know, but it's weird. We're not talking Sicily. I mean, we're talking, you know, a 2.5-hour flight. So, you know, if they make travel so expensive, nobody's talking about the new prices of tickets. Tickets are going to be cheap originally, remember, because the tickets are going to be cheap because a lot of people aren't flying. And so a lot of airplanes are empty. So they are going to want to get you back on the plane. But once people start traveling again, that's where they're going to, you know, really try to, you know, pinch it. You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, now in the new COVID area, are people going to travel? Are they going to be scared to travel? Are they going to still want to get out of Dodge and see family? I mean, a lot of us have been using the excuse, sorry, can't visit the in-laws because of COVID. Well, I don't know if that's going to hold back up. So, I look at airlines and I see what they're trying to do and I see how they try to space everybody out. And there's, I mean, the lines already, I don't know if you guys have ever been in a terminal during Christmas. I mean, it is bumper to bumper people. There's like, you know, 2 millimeter social distancing. I don't know where they're going to put the people once they kind of spread them out. And what I'm seeing is people wearing masks and people grabbing gloves, but they're not social distance. So, you know, is this all just a gesture, or are they trying to make it look like they're doing, you know, 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.